This is Daily News Zero Note. I'm Laurel Bowman. The International Criminal Court on Thursday convicted a former commander in the Ugandan rebel group, the Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA, of dozens of war crimes and crimes against humanity, ranging from multiple murders to forced marriages. Dominic Ongwen was abducted by the LRA as a 9-year-old boy and transformed into a child soldier. He was later promoted to a senior leadership rank. He faces a maximum punishment of life in prison after being convicted of 61 offenses. The judgment outlined the horrors of the LRA's attacks on camps for displaced civilians in northern Uganda in the early 2000s and of Ogwen's abuse of women who were forced to be his wives. Activists welcomed his convictions for crimes against women, which included rape, forced pregnancy, and sexual slavery. Defense lawyers had argued that Ongwen was a victim and not a victim and a perpetrator at the same time, but the presiding judge rejected those arguments, saying this is a case about crimes he committed as a fully responsible adult, as a commander of the LRA in his mid to late 20s. The Lord's Resistance Army was founded and led by one of the world's most wanted war crime suspects, Joseph Kony. According to Human Rights Watch, the group terrorized the people of northern Uganda and its neighboring countries for more than 2 decades before the military forced it out of Uganda in 2005. Strong winds are fanning a brush fire burning out of control in Western Australia. Authorities say the fire burning east of the Western Australian capital of Perth has destroyed up to 81 homes. This is VOA News. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations appear to be on the decline in the United States as the Biden administration remains confident that it can reach its target of vaccinating 100 million Americans in its first 100 days. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said new variants of the virus do threaten recent gains against COVID-19. The CDC leader said not wearing masks and participating in in-person social gatherings have contributed to the variant spread. Walensky said the infection levels are back to pre-Thanksgiving numbers and the daily death total is expected to follow the decrease in infections. The United Kingdom launched a trial on Thursday to test the effectiveness of mixing two different COVID-19 vaccines. Researchers are aiming to inoculate more than 800 volunteers with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, followed by a booster shot up to 12 weeks later of the vaccine developed jointly by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. Scientists will assess the participants' immune response as well as monitor for any unexpected side effects. Researchers expected to get the results in June. AstraZeneca's shot is also being tested in combination with Russia's Sputnik V vaccine. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy in the United States is condemning Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's open embrace of conspiratorial theories and racist views, but is criticizing a drive by Democrats to remove her from her committees. McCarthy says that Greene recognizes she must now hold herself to a higher standard than when she was a private citizen. He added, quote, "Marjorie's comments, which I disavow anything she said, I think they're wrong. This was before she was ever elected." His comments signaled that he will not yield to a bipartisan outcry to punish Greene. Democrats plan a House vote on Thursday to remove her from her committee assignments. And in Australia, Victoria health officials said Thursday that they believe 520 players and support staff connected with the Australian Open are at relatively low risk of having been exposed to the new coronavirus by a Melbourne quarantine hotel worker who tested positive for COVID-19. Thursday's play in the warm-up tournaments at Melbourne Park was canceled after the case was announced late on Wednesday, and the 520 who underwent quarantine at the hotel were instructed to get tested and isolate until they have a result. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.